This is Dr. Sam dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is James Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1/21/1943. Date of evaluation is 8/16/2022. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history present illness. This is a 79 years old married male who was admitted here on 8/10/2022 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that he has a history of TIA, diabetes, and also had left artificial knee joint. This chart also indicates history of unspecified beta cell lymphoma, iron deficiency anemia. Patient also reports that he had hip surgery 2 years ago. He reports that he has had falls. Patient was admitted here on Zoloft 25 milligram once a day. He thought he has been taking it for a year or so. He reports that his wife thought he was depressed and, quote, not his normal self, unquote. Reports that his primary care physician started him on Zoloft. Reports there's some talk about increasing the dose. Patient, however, denied any persistent symptoms of depression, hopelessness. He reports that sometime his sleep is not good, but denied any appetite changes. He reports that his wife, sister-in-law, and brother-in-law plan to go on a 15-day cruise in November. Patient acknowledged sometimes trouble remembering things. He could not recall the name of this facility, but he was not sure if it's, quote, 8th or 9th month, unquote, but he knew it's 2022 and Biden is the president and Whitmer is the governor of Michigan. He could recall three out of three objects immediately and two out of three after 3 minutes with cues. He had trouble doing serial sevens and trouble spelling house backward to forward. He reports that he worked as a database administrator in the past and was good with numbers. Next paragraph, he reports that he has been married 3 times, reports that his first marriage lasted 12 years, comma, second 10 years, and third 16 years. He reports that he has a daughter from first marriage. Patient reports that he's vaccinated and boosted. He denies any history of hypomanic, manic symptoms, denied any history of auditory visual hallucinations. Next paragraph, review of system general. Weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied. social history, current relationship, married, number of children, one daughter, current employment, worked as a database administrator. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, view, collector, informant, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, Z, medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, C chart, family history, not known, tobacco history, denied, alcohol history, denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR, reviewed, Sertraline, 25 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 137 over 63, pulse 59, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, clear. Mood, euthymic, affect broad thought processes, mild confusion, thought process intact, association, normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, place, memory recent, mildly impaired. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes with cues. Attention, concentration, mildly impaired, funnel knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild F33.0, plans continue Zoloft, may increase Zoloft if depressive symptoms are persistent. Number two, mild cognitive impairment, so stated. G31.84, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, notify our service for persistent changes in mood. Period, will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above, end of dictation.